All right. I think let's go ahead and stay the course and get through our last few panels, which I'm super excited about. I do practice mostly federal court, so the next few are ones I'll be taking furious notes on. And happy to introduce our next panelist who will be giving our U.S. Supreme Court update. Catherine Cherry is here for us. She's currently an assistant solicitor general at the Office of the Texas Solicitor General here in Austin. She represents the state in high-profile appeals involving the First Amendment, due process, statutory interpretation, while defending state and federal statutes, as well as universities, officials, and agencies. Catherine's got a pretty amazing resume. She got her BA in anthropology from Columbia while she was employed as an intelligence analyst with the National Security Agency. Then she got her JD at Yale Law School, where she was serving as executive editor of articles for the Yale Law Journal. With that resume, you shouldn't be surprised to hear that she clerked for then-Judge Brett Kavanaugh at the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit, followed up by a clerkship with Chief Justice John Roberts at the U.S. Supreme Court. She spent a year at my former stomping grounds, the U.S. Attorney's Office here in Austin, and she's been with the Texas Solicitor General's Office since 2021. Thank you so much for being here.
It's nice to hear the clapping before I've even said anything. First, I actually just left the Texas Solicitor General's Office to go to Dallas. Nothing about the office. I just miss Dallas. And so any of my views here are definitely not representative of that office. So this is going to be a fun talk because about 30 of the court's cases are yet undecided. So if you're a betting person, I love to bet on vote counts, if that's legal. I mean, I hope so. But you can come to me afterward. I will give my view if I think I can see the winds going one way or another. Another crazy thing about this term is that there are 19 unanimous opinions of the approximately 30 opinions that we've gotten so far, and that's pretty wild. That hasn't happened in decades, and you can kind of guess maybe it's something to do with the Roberts Court seeing so many kind of political cases that they first want to show that the law is the law, et cetera. But who knows why? So to skip ahead, so the just an overview, the main things that kind of I've seen in the term, and I think the easiest way to remember the term is to look at these issues. So one is kind of government versus personal speech, and that also kind of includes what forum you're speaking in. Another one is prosecutorial overreach. That's been one of the Chief Justice's kind of favorite topics in their cases kind of every year about that. Agency rulemaking power, which is a nice way of saying that the agencies have basically been on the chopping block for several cases this term. And then implied constitutional rights, which is a nice word for, are people just completely making things up, or are they actually in the Constitution? So first is, can I ask who's speaking? How many of you guys have a Facebook page? You guys are brave. As soon as my mom got on Facebook, I got off of Facebook. But we have Lynn K. V. Freed, and that was heard or decided with O'Connor Ratcliffe v. I think Zane or something. Poor Freed was a city manager. He was very proud of his appointment. They said during oral argument that's kind of one step below being mayor of a city. And Lynn Kay, who, if you search for him, seems to have a penchant for pink shirts and pink ties at the same time, seems to be kind of one of those truth to power people. Certainly he's exercised the First Amendment, maybe too much. He got in trouble for talking about his child custody case online. But here, he basically said, Freed, I think you're doing a terrible job with the COVID-19 measures. And he posted that in comments on Fried's Facebook page. And understandably, Fried deleted the comments and then blocked him. So he could still see the page, but he couldn't post. He couldn't comment.